Hi, this is Tiffany the Last.
I'm Mary Jane.
And we're at the Casbah with Heather.
And Jeremy Barnes.
Of
A Hawk and Hacksaw.
Okay.
So how long have the two of you been playing music together?
5 years.
5 years.
I started the band about 10 years ago as a solo project, and I got fed up with playing solo, so I gradually started bringing in more and more people to play with.
And doing a little bit of reading about you, it seems like you're modern-day gypsies traveling all around and playing music. Is that fair?
I wouldn't say we were modern-day gypsies, but... Well, the sad thing is, in the modern day, gypsies don't travel anymore because no one lets them. So, yeah, we're not really modern day gypsies.
Because you're allowed to travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what got you interested in that sort of Eastern European sound in music?
I first started getting into Bulgarian music. I heard the Bulgarian Women's Choirs, which is an a cappella, kind of this a cappella music of like a huge amount of women, like 30 women singing, and they do all these kind of really interesting atonal harmonies that are really beautiful. And from there I got into like Bulgarian folk music, and then started listening to music from other parts of Eastern Europe. And I was living in Chicago in the Ukrainian village, which is this neighborhood where there are a lot of immigrants from Eastern Europe, and everyone in my building was basically an immigrant speaking in Serbian or Polish. And I just started kind of getting really into buying up recordings at thrift stores of old vinyl recordings around my neighborhood, and just kind of fell in love with the music, and then just began being obsessed with it. I just became obsessed with it.
Well, are you sort of interested in promoting, I guess international is probably not the best word, but that sort of music, like make it more mainstream for people in the West?
No, not really. I think that the way the music industry is set up, it can never be mainstream. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think it needs to be mainstream, because it has to be something you search for. And the most beautiful things are the things you find, not the things that are rammed down your throat. And that's the way mainstream music works. You know, it's like, it's commercialism, it's consumerism. And to me, the music of Eastern Europe is already treated too lightly, and a lot of the musicians are not treated as true artists as they should. People don't talk about the composers of songs or the true virtuosity of certain individuals. They talk about simply gypsy music, or you know, this or that, and the reasons you're supposed to enjoy it are for partying, and there's not enough appreciation of it as an art form, I think. And you know, how many mainstream kind of musicians or artists are treated with that kind of respect. I mean, I think it's more important for it to be treated as an art music, you know, like you would, I don't know, something much less mainstream. It's, you know, it's not like U2 or something to me, and it shouldn't be.
Well, I haven't been to Eastern Europe, but I was wondering, is the kind of music that you're playing, is it very common there? If you're walking down the street, can you always hear it in some kind of shop or store? Is it on the radio?
Yeah, there are some stations that play traditional music. And one place you can often find it, like in Belgrade, you find it on the streets. Or sometimes in Romania or Hungary, you find people playing it. You do have to search for it. I mean, a lot of people in Romania want to listen to techno music. They hate their own folk culture. They hate it with a passion, you know? Maybe in the same way that, going back to me, I hate consumerist Madonna and throwaway pop culture, and I want to find something a little deeper. Those people who grew up with it want to listen to Madonna. It's interesting. But, I mean, that's not everyone. There are a lot of beautiful musicians over there, young musicians who have a total passion for the music and are just doing it.
Well, when I've been listening to your music, it really sounds like something I would throw on when I'm going on a road trip. So I was just wondering, what do you guys listen to when you're on the road?
We listen to a lot of different things. We have two iPods in the car, so we have tons of music from Romania and Hungary. And today we're listening to a compilation of Iraqi music, the Sublime Frequencies Iraqi music CD, and that's really great. So a lot of varies, a lot.
Mostly instrumental?
Not necessarily.
Well, if your music were to manifest itself through another sense, what would it be and how would people experience it?
I think it would definitely be a food. And it'd be the kind of small restaurant that's owned by a family and they have their own ingredients and their own inspiration from different places. And the food might taste a little odd, and it's never going to become like a McDonald's or anything, but it has its own special appeal. You can't find it very easily. That's what I would say, or that's what I would aspire to.
What is the last favorite thing you guys came across?
In our travels, you mean? Or anything?
Just in general, the last thing you saw and you're like, that's my favorite.
Do you want to say something?
I have to think about it for a minute.
We'd been on tour for a while, and we live in New Mexico, close to the Sandia Mountains, which is a really nice mountain range, part of the Rocky Mountains. And the other night, we took some of the musicians who haven't really been to New Mexico, we took them up to the top, to the crest of the mountain, which is like 10,400 feet. And we hit it just as the sun was setting, and it was getting really cold and windy. And it sort of occurred to me that it's amazing that this happens every night. This beauty is there every night for you to enjoy if you could just go up there. But, you know, I never get to go up there. And it's amazing that it's happening all the time.
Mine is going back to food. I guess I'm hungry or something. When we were at home, we got to eat a lot of green chili, which only grows in New Mexico, in this one little town called Hatch. So I would say green chili and sunsets are definitely up there.
And what are some things that you have to take with you on tour?
Oh, clothes and music and instruments.
No real essentials.
We did take some green chili with us, actually.
Yeah, we did.
All right, well, how do you guys acquire your other musicians for shows?
Usually it's kind of by strange happenstance. Just to give you an idea, I'll kind of run through how we met each person we're playing with tonight. The bouzouki player is named Chris, and he used to play in this band in Glasgow. He's English, and it's kind of like an Egyptian free jazz band, and they invited me to come and play with them about 10 years ago. And it was just a random thing. They sent me a letter in the mail saying, would you come up and play with us? And so we kind of hit it off, and then he came and lived with Heather and I in Budapest for a while and became a part of our band. And then the tuba player, when I moved home from England about 5 years ago, I was cycling along the road and there was this band playing on the street, but they weren't playing music as you would, they were playing like free jazz kind of noise on the street trying to make money, and the tuba player was playing with them. And so I just kind of cycled by and saw them, had been looking for a tuba player for a long time, and so he and I ended up playing together. And then the trumpeters from Chicago, when we were mixing our record, we heard him upstairs from the studio. He was practicing a lot, and during kind of we would be resting or like listening, and we'd stop the recording, and we'd hear him upstairs practicing. And we'd sit there and listen and think, man, he's a great trumpeter. And then it just occurred to us we should ask him to play with us. But we'd never met him before. We just emailed him and said, will you play with us? We bought him a ticket. He came to Albuquerque, and he learned all the songs, and now he's in our band. So it's all just these random kind of situations that happen in nice ways. We try and make it a nice, kind of a nice thing. You know, it's nice to have an international band where, you know, people are from all over and different ages as well. I think it's important to have a wide age group in your band.
Well, what are you guys looking forward to coming up? Anything in specific?
It's really nice to be in California again and be playing out here. We're kind of planning a trip to go to Bulgaria, hopefully in about December, November, December. And so we want to go to like Bulgaria, Romania, and Hungary and see. We've never been to Bulgaria, and we have some friends in Hungary we want to see. So hopefully that will happen. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I've just got three silly questions I ask everybody. And the first one is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
Yeah, you pick up a few. One is Shengis, which is a Scottish word. Shengis. And then, I don't know, what else? Do you have any you want to donate?
Any slang? No.
What?
I said Oh, that's hard. I probably say like too much, and I've been saying A because we went to Canada, and like ever since I've been there, I've been saying A and like hoser a lot. So, yeah.
What's your drink of choice?
Coffee or lager, beer, Pilsner beer.
Red wine.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner on men or women?
Up to you.
I mean, I'm open. I think it depends on the person. I don't think I could pull it off, but Heather can. But that doesn't necessarily mean that only women can pull it off, because some men can.
And one last silly thing. Could you give us your best pirate impression?
Well, I do have a pirate joke if you want that.
That's good. That's perfect.
All right. So pirate walks into the Casbah. And he's really thirsty. And I don't know if I want to tell this joke, actually. It's not a very good one. He has a steering wheel strapped to his testicles. And the bartender at the Casbah says, "Hey, man, what are you doing with that steering wheel? What are you doing?" And the pirate says, "Arr, it's driving me nuts."